Once a Gator, now a Philadelphia Eagle. I'm Dave Spadaro, and I'm welcoming into the studio Jalen Watkins, Eagles cornerback, who's been on, I would imagine, quite a ride here the last week. Tell me what it's like to be in the NFL.
It's definitely a blessing, first of all. That's all the players that are in college, high school right now, that's everybody's dream, and not many people get to live it. So I'm actually here, and I'm thankful.
What for fans who I mean, they don't see what's going on? Is it a hugely different experience than what you're used to?
It definitely is more. You know, you have a lot of leaders, and it's more fast paced as far as getting to meetings and the atmosphere on the field. Everybody knows what they're doing. So most of the time you have freshmen in college that you have to take account for that he's a freshman, but it's kind of you're expected to just jump right in as a rookie.
Right. They don't give you any slack here, do they? You get to meetings on time. Now, is it a tough language to learn, do you think, Jalen?
No. The terminology as far as the playbook and everything, all that's different. But it's all pretty much the same when you sit down and relax and look at and think about what you learned in college. You can kind of pertain it to make it as the same as what it is here.
What do you think will be the most difficult transition? I mean, from high school to college is one thing, and then from college to the NFL is such a hugely different experience. What do you think is going to be the toughest part?
Just the mental approach as far as, game plan, taking care of your body. You play 16 regular season games in NFL, but you play, if you're fortunate, 12 and 12 or 13 in college. So including preseason, by mid-season, you're done in college. And now you'll just be getting mid-season at game 13. So that'll be the biggest part, I think.
It's a long, long season. When you left, where did you leave from to get here? Were you in Florida?
I was at home in Fort Myers.
Okay, Fort Myers. So exactly what did you pack in your bag? 12 pair of underwear, 13 pair of socks? I mean, or is it just like minimal stuff and get up here and change on the fly?
I packed a few pair of shoes. I like shoes. And just kind of, like you said, 12 packs of underwear, a bunch of gym shorts, a lot of Gator stuff. I didn't know what I was coming into as far as, are we going to be going anywhere? So I didn't bring anything to go out anywhere or anything.
Right. So No suits, no dress clothes.
No dress clothes.
But a lot of sneakers.
Yeah.
You're a sneakerhead?
No, I don't call myself a sneakerhead, but there's a few shoes I like.
All right. I know the world. I mean, it's incredible how popular sneakers still are after all these years.
Yeah.
Who have you met? Who have you kind of bonded with early on here as an Eagle?
Obviously Nate, me and Nate went to the same high school.
Right.
Riley, we went to the same college. I wasn't there when he was there, but when I first got here, I was the first person I seen was Riley. So I talked to him for a while, and I'm always in the meeting room with Nate and special teams and on the field when he's going through something and I'm not sure he'll come back and help me.
Will he actually, do you think he'll be somebody who is kind of a leader for you, kind of an individual support system for you?
Definitely. We go way back. His mom was my teacher before. His dad was the security at the school. So I'm pretty good with his family. He's good with my family. My grandpa was the security at the school. So he watched Nate go through 4 years of high school. So,
And when Nate got drafted and became a member of the Philadelphia Eagles, was the reaction back at home just like, hey, there goes one of our native sons to the NFL, and just a bunch of civic pride in the community?
It was pretty big. He has his jersey retired at our high school and everything. Everybody loves him back home because he was probably the first one from my high school to go to the NFL.
Very cool. Very cool. What's going to be the goal for you here this weekend? I know it's just the very first bit of information that you're given, but what do you want to emerge from this weekend with?
Just to get better every day. I'm learning a lot of new things, a lot of different techniques. Playing a different technique from college. So the main thing for me to just every day come in and get better at something, and something that I didn't do well the day before, get better at.
And feeling good, healthy, totally healthy, feeling good?
Definitely feeling good.
Training here is good. The way they condition you, is it different than the way you've been conditioned before?
Yes, they condition in practice. I mean, the tempo is so fast, you don't have to condition after practice. It's just, everybody's just always going. So before you know it, you're gassed and you got your workout.
Well, Jalen, listen, thank you so much for stopping by. Wish you the best of luck, man. And we thank you for joining us here. Jalen Watkins in studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.